Parshas Lech Lecha, we arrive at the rise of Avraham Avinu as the world leader. Yeah, world leader. Avraham was appointed leader of the world, an elected king. Now, this is virtually unheard of in the ancient world. It's utterly revolutionary. Why do I say that? Because all kings and emperors in the ancient world ruled by way of conquest or inherited positions of power. In fact, I'd venture to guess that Avraham is the very first leader who was actually, quote-unquote, voted into position in the history of the world. The first person who was asked to lead the world community. True, God had tapped him, to be the Jewish founding father, and had even predicted that he was going to be an Av Hamon Goyim, but that's not how he was appointed. If you look at chapter 14 in the book of Genesis, we arrive at a passage that describes the Emek Hamelech. The Emek Hamelech. Rashi tells us that the people, the world community, had a global conference and appointed Avraham Avinu as the king over them. In fact, all the kings, there were many, many kings, and that's even mentioned in the story, the many kings got together and appointed him as their king. Kind of sounds like the king of kings, right? The first king of kings. The question, of course, is why? Why did they appoint Avraham Avinu? Who was he? Had he been on the campaign trail? Was it advertisements? Had he made big promises to the world? No, not at all. Avraham was not looking for the job. The background story goes as follows. There were four kings who got together and used their muscle and power to bully other nations, and they started a war. Ultimately, this became a world war. Over many, many years, this war dragged out, and eventually, Avraham Avinu hears about what's going on and their war crimes, and the world was witness to the fact that Avraham stood up and demanded social justice, and ensured that it would be so. He did that by using his own bare hands and going to war, fighting the massive alliance of kings, just him and his few hundred men, fighting literally the world power. He went to battle, as the Torah describes, at length, and he won. Such was his passion, right, and tenacious commitment to human rights, right? I would say that the world saw this, and the Gemara has an expression, Nikarim Divrei Emes. You can't lie. When something is true, it's like, wow, it seems true. It feels right. Goodness and kindness resonates with people. The world was immediately, inspired, if I could say it that way. And they said, wow, this is the guy. We like this guy. We want to see this. This is right. Avraham Avinu, arrives on the scene of history as not just a political activist, but a human rights activist, if I could say it that way. He stands up. He stands up and says, this is wrong, and I'm going to correct it. Great leadership is about standing up. Avraham Avinu, not afraid to take a stand, and stand up to his society, and even to stand up to the entire world, to stand up to an entire civilization. This is the greatness of Avraham Avinu, and this is how he became the Av Hamon Goyim. Shabbat Shalom.